Hey everybody, it's Brendan, and welcome back to another episode of Questions, Comments, and Concerns, Maya and I's bi-weekly chat show where we dissect all things pop culture. On this week's episode, we're discussing Drag Race Season 13, Kanye West's presidential run, Billie Eilish being body shamed, and Cardi B staying with Offset. Send us your questions, comments, and concerns about this week's topics to workthepod@gmail.com. That's workthepod@gmail.com. And now, let's start the show.
Hey guys, welcome back. It's Maya, she's Brendan. Okay.
Hey everybody.
Oh, and welcome back to Questions, Comments, and Concerns.
How are we feeling?
We're surviving. That's all I got for you this week.
Honestly, truly, I feel that. I relate to that. It's hard out here.
Perfect.
Sure is, but you know what? We're going to make it through. I voted today.
So did I. I did as well.
Yes. Yes, God. Yes, God. We love a voter.
I was thinking about this the other day, you know, with the push to get people to register to vote. In my mind, I almost thought that it was kind of odd that there was such a push for people to register to vote. But is it going to be the same energy when it's actually time for people to vote? Like, you know what I'm saying? I thought it was very odd. And I saw this thing like going around, I think it was Instagram. I saw it on Facebook too, where people were like, can people stop telling me to register to vote when I've been registering since I was 18? It's like, same. Literally.
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, yeah, like, I will say I'm so fucking tired of receiving text messages and phone calls. So for shits and gigs, the other answered phone call, right? And she was like, hi, I'm so-and-so with the Democratic Party of North Carolina, or whatever, of North Carolina. And she was like, what?
She called you on the phone? Or she texted you?
Yeah. Somebody called me. Yeah. So I was like, you know, a little.
Wait a minute.
You know, I was a little litty. So I was like, let me just talk to her because I'm sure nobody talks to her. So she was like, oh, like, who are you voting for? I was like, girl, do we have a fucking choice in the option? I was like, duh, I'm voting for Biden.
Don't do that.
She was like, it was just funny. It ended up being that she goes, at the end of the conversation, she goes, well, thank you so much. You're the first person to talk to me all night. I was like, well, you know what? I'm glad I could do that for you.
Wow. I haven't gotten any phone calls, text messages, and emails galore. Also, I get text messages, and I was talking to my mom, and she does too. I get them for everyone in my family.
Same. And you know what's funny is that Rob...
I understand that.
I get... So, for some godforsaken reason, ever since, like, I was on my parents' phone bill before, and then I used to get all of these text messages and calls from my father, right? Now, Rob and I are on a phone plan, and it's not like my name is also on the phone plan somewhere, but I get text messages and calls for him now.
Yeah, maybe that's what I never thought about it like that. Maybe that's what it is. Because I just pay my mom for my phone bill because she has like, she got that good plan. So I just pay her for my shit.
But I'm just like, why can't I ever get my fucking phone calls?
Fake.
Who's getting my calls?
I'm not worried about you. That's what they said.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, who's getting my calls if I'm getting everybody fucking else's calls? Does the, you know.
Who is that? You don't have any calls.
I mean, I guess that's a good thing if no telemarketers are looking for me.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, your phone number hasn't been sold anywhere. I guess that's a good thing.
I guess, yeah, I guess so. Just, you know, for other people's names, my phone is, my name is, my number's being sold for my dad's name, my Rob's name.
Maybe I.
But, you know, it is what it is. I just, every time I don't, if there's a phone number that pops up on my phone that is not saved in my phone that's calling me, I don't answer it.
And I feel like it's really weird that people get so mad at robocalls. I'm like, just don't answer them.
Right. I'm like, if something's important by this phone number that I don't know, they'll leave a voicemail.
That's it. It's not rocket science. I'm like, why are people so upset? Like, I don't understand. I don't get it. Just girl, keep it pushing.
Right. Keep it moving.
I just don't get it. So let's start off with some stories for this week. Let's start with some Drag Race news.
Drag Race tea.
Girl, according to multiple sources, and I'm reading this on Variety.com, season 13 has wrapped. It's done.
For real?
It's filmed, girl. It was filmed.
RuPaul said, Corona, now she better down.
I said, oh no, since coronavirus can't keep a drag queen down, the full RuPaul's Drag Race TV franchise is currently in production in Los Angeles. This was like in September, so I'm guessing that they're done by now. Mm-hmm. It says all the crew were wearing masks. On-camera talent and any crew members interacting with talent are getting tested for COVID-19 three times a week. All other crew members are getting tested once a week.
Damn.
Good for us. I mean, at least we have some Drag Race, and I'm anticipating if they already filmed this already, probably January or February, I would say, for a season, for them to.
There has been a Drag Race season on for the past few times that I've been home for Christmas, I feel like.
Has there been one during Christmas? I honestly can't. There's too many. I really don't remember.
There was like, because I remember like All Stars 3, I'm pretty sure, ran over like Christmas time.
Oh, no. They had that Christmas special that was different. Remember? And it was a lot of the
same
girls.
Yeah, they did.
Like,
yeah.
That was.
But I know they did. Like, I don't know. I just feel like there's been seasons that have been going on while I've been, because I remember vividly like watching it while I go home. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Like, I can't remember which ones it was though. But
I don't know. I feel like it might take a little bit. I don't know how they're doing it, if they have enough people to like edit it and stuff like that. So I would anticipate it might take a little bit longer.
I think January, February is a fair guess.
I also wonder, are they going to have like guest judges and stuff? You think?
Yeah, I'm sure it's just like the same thing. You get a test and you know.
I'm trying to read on here if it says anything about that, but I don't see anything.
It's the new norm. If you want to do anything, you just get a test.
And then they have the international ones that are in development. UK, Canada, the Netherlands. The Netherlands one, whatever it's called.
I actually have been. It's a little hard just because it's excuse me, it's hard to watch with the subtitles a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It gets distracting and it's hard to like really pay attention to it, but it is, I will say, the Holland Queens.
I was like, it's not called Netherlands, what is it called? Holland, Jesus.
They really be doing the damn thing. Their run rate, I mean, the acting challenges and everything, I don't know if it's just the language barrier, like, I, you know, but
it probably is.
It's not necessarily that funny to me, but like their runways have been pretty good, I will say.
I don't like, I didn't even, people going to come for this, I didn't watch Canada, nor did I watch the UK, because I'm just not interested, to be honest with you.
Oh, they're so good. I think
I watched the UK, but I'm not interested in Canada.
Yes. Please watch the UK. I think the UK was such a good season. And I mean, Canada was good. Didn't necessarily agree with the winner, but like whatever.
Yeah.
But you know, I mean, that's not the first time that's happened. But like Canada, I did like. I thought Canada had some good, very likable queens and a good mix up of people. Their runways were a little shaky here and there. I was like, this is, you know, this is interesting. But the UK, though, I loved the UK. And then also RuPaul was an actual judge on the UK. Right. Whereas Canada, he's not. And Holland, he is not.
Yeah.
But, like, also, like, the UK, the queens were so fucking good in the UK, especially season one. Like, they had such good Bag of Chips, the Vivian.
Like, I know
Davina.
You know what?
It's very good.
Like, Drag Race, like, South America, because them girls, like, the poor.
Yeah.
Be doing it. You know what I'm saying? Like, we need on there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Everybody likes to say so. I mean, there is a lot of drama and violence in American reality television, like, you know, fights and shit. However, fucking the other, like, drag races from the other countries, like, the queens are fucking mean and petty, bitch. Like, in Holland, they be reading each other for filth.
Americans are just fucking sensitive, too, so, you know.
Yeah, but, like, literally, like, in Holland and shit, they were, like, the one was, like, she was like, oh, you're so rude, you know, and then the other queen was like, I would be taking that tone with that outfit on. I was like, oh my god, like, damn.
Give me some.
Maybe cutthroat. And then I watched Drag Race Thailand for a few times, and they are fucking ruthless on that show.
Translation, though?
I don't know, man. I mean, like, either way you translate it, like, it's still rude. Like,
where just like don't translate, so they have to make it, you know what I mean?
I don't know. I mean, like, if that's the case, then that's really mean, because that's if they're falsely saying what they're saying. But, like, I don't know, like, they're cutthroat on Drag Race Thailand. Like, they do not give a fuck. Like, they're like, fuck you and your family, bitch.
Hey, your family. Like,
yeah, I'm telling you, like, they're so mean. They were so mean on that show. They're like, they read each other for film all the time. But the UK queens, like, on the UK, it's always very, like, they're just, I feel like it's very UK, they're not gonna, like, they don't talk behind each other's back. They're just like, hey, you fucking cunt. Like,
they're very, like, yeah. We're gonna be kind, but
yeah. The one was, like, they got in an argument on the UK, and, like, about, like, they were both gonna do the same Snatch Game character, two of the characters, and she was... And then they, like, started arguing about it, and then she ended up agreeing to let the other one do it. And she was like, but please, here, borrow this outfit, because yours is absolute shite. It's like, damn. She said, I absolutely cannot let you go out in that outfit. It's hideous.
You were like, damn, bitch.
I was like, fuck. Really went there. You really went there, bitch.
So let's hope that we get a new season of Drag Race very soon. Let's hope
it has.
Let's hope it's not too different and we can still enjoy Drag Race the way that it's supposed to be, even if it is a little bit different, you know.
Yeah, I hope it's... I feel like it's going to, since they're doing all of the protocol, I feel like it's going to be a normal season. I don't know, we might not...
Go ahead.
No, you're good. I just feel like I was pretty much done. I was just going to say, like, I feel like it's going to be a fairly normal season. Maybe, perhaps, with a live finale, just without an audience.
Girl, hopefully. I think I read somewhere or heard something that the judges are going to have, like, plexiglass in between them or something. Or they're going to be, like, you know, like, spread out more, I think. Mm. Also, RuPaul old, so, you know.
RuPaul got fracking money. He's fine.
Hey, anyway, would you like to move on to the next story? What you got?
Tried it. Wait, please. We've talked about this before. Please tell me you've seen the clip of Bob the drag queen in Peppermint.
I literally saw it today.
That is my favorite. She goes, did you see the one article? And Bob goes, oh, the fracking. She goes, not that.
I was like, God, no.
Peppermint. She goes, not that. Oh my god. Bob was like, oh.
He's like, oh, sorry, I didn't.
Yeah, he was like, oh my, yeah, he literally goes, oh my bad.
I can't. Oh, because we all know, but we just don't want to say nothing. Lord Jesus. We're old, y'all. Let him
I
be.
I fucking his... can't. Oh my god, yeah.
Oh, all right. What you got for us?
I, you know, honestly, was it just me or was news slow?
I mean, I picked up a couple things here and there, but, you know.
I'm going to say one thing that pisses me off.
Here we go.
And there is a TMZ article that I'm not the only one, apparently. So what I'm finna talk about is the fact that Kourtney Kardashian posted on her Instagram story the other day a picture of her in some gear that stated, "Vote Kanye." Now, there's a lot of people who are very angry at her for this.
Rightfully so.
And there are some people who are jumping to her defense. And the defense they're saying is that, you know, it's her family, but bullshit. And then everybody, obviously people are jumping down her throat. And I think the, like, it's because it's like, regardless of, like, let's take everybody and everything out of it, right? Let's just, like, take all of, like, the bullshit that's happening, and let's just focus on the absolute 180 fucking percent fact that there's really not an Ice Cube's chance in hell that Kanye West would ever win on any occasion, really. I mean, there's a very slim fucking chance of him ever winning, because, like, honestly, because he's, yeah, he's not even on the ballot of every fucking state. So it's just like, how could you fucking possibly win? So here we have this dumbass post on her story to vote Kanye. And it's just like, I understand, oh, it's your brother-in-law. Fuck you, because you're literally basically endorsing somebody who's not, doesn't have a chance to win, and you're trying to take the vote away. And make it be, that's a wasted vote. I'm sorry. If you vote for Kanye West, you heard it here first. If you vote for Kanye fucking West, that is a wasted vote, and you are trash.
Bitch, the governor of Maryland, Larry Hogan, voted for Ronald Reagan last election and this election as well, because he doesn't want to vote for Trump.
So you voted for a dead man?
That's, yep. He wrote him in. He wrote in Ronald Reagan. Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
That is an insult to voting.
Just don't fucking vote.
Right. Good. And, like, if you have voted in a dead person, you should not have the right to fucking be a government official.
Absolutely not.
Like, you clearly lack depth.
Like,
and as does Kourtney Kardashian.
Yourself, for God's sakes. Like, like, what the fuck you write in, like, Ronald Reagan for?
According to this article, he is only on the ballot. Kanye is only on the ballot in 12 states.
12 states is a lot. I mean, I thought it was like California. I wonder what 12.
But we got 50 of them. We got 50.
12 is a lot. I don't. If I look at my ballot, I'd be like, what the fuck? Kanye West.
Because it's just like, it's really shitty.
Also, like, how come he's on there for vice president? What's that about?
Yeah, that's another thing I don't understand, because is she gonna win and then be the president and then, like, give up the throne? I don't fucking know.
Also, who was the woman on there?
Like, isn't she some?
I don't know.
Or some shit.
What's even her name? I don't know. I just know it's a woman.
I literally didn't even fucking bother to give him the clicks on his website or his pages, because he, like, here's my thing too about Kanye West and this whole situation. Your ego is so fucking big that you can't even step outside of yourself for 1 second and realize that this fucking election is too fucking important for your ego to be entered into the equation. Okay. Like, that's how I fucking feel about it. You know, it's like, if you wanted to maybe recollect your thoughts and come back in 2024, I still would think you're a fucking idiot, but at least it was like, we could get through this moment. But you wanted to come in the last fucking second to this 2020 election where there's so much fucking riding on it. Just because of what? Your fucking ego?
ego, money, power.
Right.
All of it.
For fucking what? For fucking what? I blame the internet.
Fuck all of them. Fuck all that.
I blame the internet. Yeah, I do. I honestly blame the fucking internet. And I blame his fans too. Because it's like, I feel like he's just been hyped up as like, they hype him up as like this god almost and all this shit.
Sorry, bitch. Don't even like.
And it's clearly gotten to his fucking head. Clearly.
Falling, I was, 2020 has this new, I think it's 2020. I think so. Has this new documentary on John Lennon that's coming out, because I think his birthday just passed or something like that, or it's coming up. Why do we call these people who make music like geniuses and shit like that? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Very weird to me. You are just making music. You are not caring. And coming from someone who is a music lover and fan, they're not fucking curing cancer. They're just making music. Anybody.
And my thing is like,
make music. Fucking 5-year-olds make music. Maybe not the same. Okay? But there are plenty of people out there who have the same skill level of these people, but nobody knows who they are. Okay? They are not gods. Right. They are not geniuses. They are not
right. Anything.
They're just people who happen to make music very well. And very well also is very subjective. Okay?
That's all. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Has Kanye made some good songs in the past? Yeah, sure, whatever. But like, again, there's people that don't like his music. Like you said, it's subjective. Like, I just don't see it. Like, they've just built him up over the years to be so like he has, and he open. I mean, I guess he admits it, like that he has an ego problem, but
yeah,
he never seems to fix it.
These people think that they're fucking untouchable and they can do whatever the fuck they want. It's y'all fault.
and then I know he's gonna get I'm not saying he's not gonna get any votes. I'm sure dumbass fucking people, I'm sure he's gonna get I could see a few hundred thousand
probably,
but you know, shame on those people. Honestly, shame on those people.
I'm just trying to brace myself for fucking November 3rd. Don't even, like, I got the day off work too. They said, we're going to give y'all the day off. You don't even have to go nowhere. We're just going to give you the day off. I said, thanks. Because they
yeah. I was like, I voted today. It felt good. I was in and out. And I took a moment. I literally hit the button. And I'm not even kidding. This could be dramatic. Ooh. But like, I literally hit the button. And I was like, for the president. And I was like, Joe Biden. And I took a moment and I just like stood there and I was like, the universe, like somebody, God, whomstever,
Allah, David, Goliath.
I'm like, whoever,
somebody.
I was like, I literally like just like stood there and looked at that screen for a second. I was like, whoever I gotta talk to, just help this man win, please. Please, just for the love of God, help this man win.
I don't know.
And I don't know. I was just trying to put the good juju in the air, you know?
I live in very much just my neighborhood, not even like the state of Maryland is a blue state. We do have a Republican fucking governor, which I think is very weird. I don't know who the fuck did that, but.
Where you come from?
I don't understand. But I was taking my dog for a walk today and like, even like as I remember, like we moved up here when I was in middle school, and I remember like back when like Obama and like McCain were running and stuff like that. So many people had McCain posters. Okay, last time Trump ran, so many people had Trump posters. I walked my dog and I saw two. Now, when I tell you that that is rare for up here, my guy, that is rare. I saw Biden post. That's crazy to me. That is nuts. That is not a thing up here. Like, people have fucking Confederate flags up here. I was like, yo, people are not with the shits. People are not with it. Either they're like, we support this nigga no more, or they're like, we gonna have to not. We just gonna have to not.
You know, like, I'm trying not to be like overly optimistic about it, but like, literally, like, I'm telling you, like, I really do feel like change in the air. I feel it.
I do too.
I feel it. I just feel it in my spirit, in my bones, whatever you want to call it. Like, I just feel a change, and I feel like that there's people. I feel like there's enough people who are angry and fed up on both sides, that and in between and everywhere else, that are going to show up and show out. Like, I just feel like there's more people registering to vote than ever before, almost. You know what I mean? There's people coming in droves to fucking vote early. People are so anxious to get his ass out of here that they're showing up by the millions to vote early, which has, like, rarely ever happened before. We've never seen this before.
Yeah.
And is it anxiousness? I don't know. Is it because people are so fed up that they're just like, fucking, like, let's go now. But I don't even need to wait. Let's go now.
Is it coronavirus?
So,
I don't give a fuck.
Right. I said, well, that's as soon as what I said. I even in the beginning of this shit, whenever they started trying to rally up the concern, you know, that's what they were trying to do. They were trying to make, especially his campaign. That was the one thing that they were pushing, is like, oh, you know, like, oh, they were trying to build concern around voting for people. Yeah. But the one thing that I fucking, whether it was mail-in or whatever, they were trying to make people panic so that people wouldn't vote, essentially. Mm. But, because that's what they're afraid of. Because they know if people really fucking vote, like they should, that he is gone. So that's what they were trying to fucking do. But in my eyes, I said from the jump, I don't care. I am voting in person. I don't care. I was going to vote in person regardless.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Anything. I mean, there's plenty of ways to vote. Either way, I was voting, but I was like, I'm going in person. Like, I'm just doing it. So I did it. And then I was like, I'm going to do it early so it's not as crowded.
Right.
And it worked. It was very nice.
People, yes, there is a presidential election going on right now, but also there's a lot of local state legislation that needs to be
changed. Yes.
They're all, I know where I am, there was like 6 different questions that needed to be, like, I think one of them was like, they want to put gambling as illegal. Well, everything's legal in Montgomery County, but gambling is illegal here. You can't gamble. There's no casinos or anything. So one of the questions was, should we make gambling legal so they can, you know, put that money towards education and roads? And I was like, well, fuck not. I don't care.
Right. I mean, if that's what you're really putting it towards, then fuck yeah.
So, yes, the presidential election is very, very important, but there's also other state and local
right
needs to be voted on as well. So,
and another thing too, you know, not like Maya said, but is like, you don't even think about it too as much. Like, you focus so heavily on the presidency and who's going to be the president and the vice president, but like, you know, you really do have to think too, especially people in the Senate.
Yeah,
the fucking Senate, dude. That is like, look at how much power the Senate has, and look at, you know, what they're under Republican control right now with the Republican president, and anything that they want to pretty much go their way, it's pretty much going their way because of the power. So that is another area. It's like, make sure you vote right. Vote whatever you want, but like, make sure you vote for somebody who aligns with your viewpoints and is going to give you something that you can trust and maybe help reestablish some faith in the fucking system that is shattered, and rightfully shattered. So, you know, rightfully so.
Girl,
I don't fucking know, but just vote, bitch.
In 2 years, you best believe I ain't living in America no more. Anyway,
she's like, I'm down.
What story do I want to do next? Listen to this one. So, Jesus Lord, I have so much to say about this, I can't even.
Uh-oh, I'm scared.
Last week, a paparazzi photo of Billie Eilish came out.
Oh, yes.
Billie looking very Jesus-like. She got on a tank top, some shorts, some slides.
Cash. Very cash.
Gucci socks. Okay. living her life.
Living her life.
Running. Got her phone in her hand, hair tied up, minding her business.
Right.
Okay. As soon as this fucking picture was posted, the internet was calling her fat, old, sexualizing her, all types of shit. So let's just start right here. Billie Eilish is 18 years old. She's a teenager. A teenager, okay? A teenager. The fact that y'all have so much shit to say about a young woman's body is absolutely fucking disgusting. If you are a grown man, a grown woman, someone who's the same age as her, that's it's disgusting all around. It's fucking disgusting. Number two.
Right.
I know y'all motherfuckers ain't talking. Look at you. Look in the mirror. I know you're not motherfucking talking. Oh. Mm-hmm. Would you eat a damn Travis Scott meal every other week? Like, shut your up. Like, stop. Y'all really have the goal. When you got your damn avatars being some girl, some little K-pop star, we can't even see what the fuck you actually look like. Shut the fuck up. And number three.
Right.
Can you just let women just be, please? Just be. Just live. Like, everything is, like, women just have so much shit to worry about on top. Like, there's so many other things in the world that are going on. I don't give a shit what Billie Eilish looks like. I don't care. I don't care. I wouldn't care on a regular Tuesday. I definitely don't care right now. This is what y'all are going to focus on right now? It's absolutely disgusting.
Yeah.
Let women live. Let us just be.
And it's just rude. It's just mean. It's just...
Or, she's not fat. She looks fine.
No. Honestly, like, I couldn't have said it any better myself. I agree with everything you just said. But, like, it's just fucked up. It's just, like, everybody, like, when she was wearing all her hoodies and shit, everybody's like, oh, she hides her body. Why does she hide her body?
You got something to say. But if she not, then you got something to say. So what is...
Right.
So what do you want?
And it's just, like, do you... like... When you walk out of the house, like you said, looking like y'all fucking do, who are talking, do people fucking come up to you or comment on your fucking Instagrams saying, wow, you look like a fucking balloon, or yeah, you're look at your boobs, or is that appropriate?
No.
I don't fucking understand people who feel the need to, why are you up on somebody's page or up on somebody's shit saying shit about them that is just so fucking rude? Like, what does that fucking do for you?
I don't get it.
Genuinely asking.
I
what
understand
does it fucking do for you to sit there and torment somebody just because she was just probably like, I'm running out of the house. And you know what's sad is she probably sat before she left the house, she was probably like, somebody's probably gonna say something,
right?
And that's what's sad, is that she probably knew that somebody was gonna write some story, and then here we fucking are, and y'all, the ignorance we hoped wasn't true is fucking true. Because people, for what? What is it? Like I said, what is it fucking doing for you?
It's not right. Y'all need to really stop. Just stop.
If you hate yourself, hate your fucking self.
And leave everyone else the fuck alone, okay?
Right. And like, I'm not, if you hate yourself, get help. But if you hate yourself, just fucking hate yourself. Why do you gotta hate everybody else and bring everybody else down because of your own fucking insecurities?
Don't know you, she didn't do shit to you.
Right.
Good God.
Like, she's just an 18-year-old girl, woman, 18-year-old woman living her life, minding her business.
Y'all are fucking...
As you all should be too.
Y'all are fucking weird. I will never understand.
Yeah. I hate it here.
Me too. I need to get a fucking life for real. Like, go... shit.
Right. Just go vote and shut your fucking mouth and worry about shit that matters.
Anyway, you got another story for us?
I you know what I was read in the interwebs, you know, that I was just like, coins. is that this whole, like, so Cardi B.
Oh, I was just watching TMZ and they were talking about it, Lord Jesus.
So Cardi B, well, first, there's a lot to talk about with Cardi B right now. So first of all.
So much.
So first of all, like, what I'll quickly co-pie is her and Offset. Divorcing. They divorced. Or she filed for divorce. They didn't divorce.
Divorcing, whatever. I don't even know.
And then, like, they were seen together at her birthday party and she announced that they're back together. And she said, because of he got the good dick, essentially, is why she said she came back. And she said, look, I don't, and she basically also said, look, I don't expect y'all to fucking understand. I'm complicated, but he's got the good dick, so I came back. But, and then, so, but then everybody on her fucking, all her fans, and I mean, I guess fans, I don't know, but the internet trolls were saying that he must be abusive or all this shit, or he still cheats on her and blah, 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 blah. And she basically got on her live and was like, no, y'all are stupid. That's not true. I mean, she could be lying. She could not be. Who knows? Either way, she's back with him, apparently. Also, though, and also in the news, she, did you see that she fucking accidentally posted a picture to her Instagram story?
No.
Of herself topless?
No. What?
Like, boobies out.
Well, first of all, you could just go on the internet and find that. But what?
No. You can't find it. Like, you cannot find it like that.
No, what I'm saying is you can Google, you could literally Google a video of Cardi B when she was stripping and you could see all of that, so it doesn't really matter. But what? Cardi
B? But yes, she was drunk as fuck, apparently, or I don't know, or she was hung, like, still drunk from the night before. And she posted a picture, like, of herself, like, literally topless, just, like, lounging.
Okay, Cardi. Just, like...
And then she immediately deleted it, obviously, but the internet, hello. Right. And,
1 second is too long.
And, but she basically said, you know, like, she's like, shit happens. It was an accident. But, like, you know, she was like, I used to be a stripper. I'm not embarrassed by that. So I don't give a fuck, essentially.
Right.
But, of course, the internet being rude, as we were talking about, people were comment, just like they did about Billie Eilish with her, you know, body. And they were trying to body shame her. They were fucking trying to nipple shame Cardi, saying that her nipples were too big. All that, like, just being mean as fuck.
What?
Yeah, I was just like, can y'all, like, leave this woman alone? Like, y'all act like y'all still, like, it doesn't even matter what Cardi B. It does not matter what she looks like. Y'all would still fuck. Like, if Cardi B slid in your DMs, you would literally probably jizz before she even, like, finished typing.
That's what I'd be saying. So, like, y'all really...
So shut the fuck up.
The goal and the fucking nerve. Like, also, like, bringing it back to Offset. We all know Offset ain't shit. Duh. we're not stupid.
You could tell he ain't shit by the way he always be apologizing to her in such a big way. Like,
tell he ain't shit when he was on Instagram Live and he was playing whatever Call of Duty, whatever the fuck he was playing, and Cardi came in the room and he tried to hide his phone from her. We know he ain't shit. We not stupid.
We're not right. Stupid.
Also, y'all have to remember, like, Cardi B is a 20-something girl from the Bronx, from the hood. Like, she's a hood rat, y'all. Like, this is what she do. Like,
it's, and, like, she has a baby with this man, too. Like,
not anything. Like, I think that some of you people who, like, aren't used to, like, having these kind of people as celebrities, or you've never known somebody like, this is what they do. Like, it's not anything surprising. Me.
Well, yeah, and it's like, it's also her baby's father. Like, she I think she, you know, she wants to keep it or him around for her too. So there's so, like, it's people always just want to fucking assume and insert themselves in other people's lives and make and think that they know why or this or X, Y, and Z, and it's just not the case. You never really know the truth or the tea, it's none of our fucking business at the end of the day, truthfully.
If Cardi B want to say what I mean,
if she wants to get back with him, and
that's on her,
right? And maybe for shit, maybe she's okay with it. Maybe she's just, maybe they have an open relationship now. Maybe she just, you know, maybe that's what makes them happy.
Girl, if that's what it is, that's what it is. I don't really care.
And good for thems.
Like, y'all have got, like,
good for thems.
Said the 15-year-olds can leave her the fuck alone. Y'all really need to, like, stop going online and trying to defend people who don't need defending. Okay, these are all.
Yes.
They got it.
Yes.
Got it. Okay.
Yes, they are fine.
And I think that's it.
Do you have anything else for the news?
No.
Yeah.
Tory Lane's going to jail, so that's cool. Other than that,
Hey, Tory Lanez, he really played himself. He really fucking played himself.
At birth, when he got the gene to be only 5'2", so.
Yeah, now I'm definitely done.
Thank you guys so much for this week's episode of Questions, Comments, and Concerns. Please email us at workthepod@gmail.com if you have anything to say about this week's topics. If you have anything to say about this new season of Drag Race coming up, Kanye running for fucking president, Jesus fucking Christ.
Ugh.
Body shaming of Billie Eilish. I almost got her eyelash. I hate you.
I know. Ever since I started saying I cannot say eyelash, I can't.
And Cardi and Offset. You can follow us on Instagram, Brendan at @onefish2fish, myself at @MayaAshley. Please subscribe on whatever platform you're listening to so you can be notified every time that we upload. And if you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts, please give us 5 stars and leave us a review. It helps us get more people to listen. Brendan, you have anything else for this week?
Yes. No, thanks for y'all's continued listening support. We totally appreciate it. You know, and thanks for tuning in to another episode of Questions, Comments, and Concerns. We'll see you again soon for more hot topics.
Ooh, bye y'all.
Yes. Bye.